One of our Ask the Pastor questions, and I think a very good one to consider as we still, of course, Islam and terrorism is still all across the news, and a lot of stuff that comes with that. And some of that comes, you know, that should be, you know, a part of our conversation, certainly comes up as we're talking to others. But one of the questions that often comes up, or statement sometimes that comes up, is that Jehovah, the God of the Bible, and Allah are really the same. In fact, I know Pope Francis, sometime late last year, decided to pipe up and declare that they're the same. And I'll just say right off the bat, it's dead wrong. They're not the same. We should be able to say more than just, yes, the God of the Bible and Allah are different. And there's a lot of different answers we could give, but let me give just a couple quick things to help us as we're thinking through this of why we must insist that Allah and Jehovah are different gods entirely. And I would say one of the primary ones and potentially most important one is relationship with Jesus. Allah, and the Quran is very clear, and the Islamic confessions are very clear. Allah has no son. There is no God alongside of Allah. There none are equal with him. Jesus is not Allah. He's not the son of Allah. He's not Allah made flesh. He is a prophet. They would list him as one of the great prophets, right there alongside Moses and Muhammad. But Jesus is not God. Now, if you're at all conversant with biblical theology, you recognize that is not only is that a statement that contradicts our beliefs, that is what is called a damnable heresy. Not in the sense that I say swear words at it, but if you believe it, you are not saved. So if you believe Jesus is not God, you are not saved. 1 John and 3 John both are abundantly clear that if you deny Jesus is God, you're denying everything, really. There is no salvation if you deny Jesus is God. And so the Gospels are plain. Jesus declared himself to be one with the Father. He declared himself to be God. If Jesus is God and Jesus is not Allah, then God is not Allah. It's just that simple. And so that would be, as we think about it, that would be where I would start personally answering the question. Because really the goal, even in talking with others, would be to point them to the gospel and to move towards the gospel. But let me give you a couple other ideas here. The related directly with that is the God of the Bible is a triune God. He is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Allah is most definitely not. Allah is declared to be, again, a single God instead of a Trinity, three in one. He is one, and that's it. Another one, and again, this is one I would tend to give as I'm talking to people who are asking about it, is the grace of God and the grace of Allah are very, very different. And this really does speak, it's not a matter of debate in Islamic theology. It's pretty clear across Islamic theology the definition of Allah's grace. Allah saves, according to Islamic theology, Allah saves according to his grace. And, of course, biblical theology, God saves by grace. The issue now is how is grace defined? Allah's grace is granted to those who deserve it. It is granted to those who have made the declaration, have kept the pillars of Islam, those ones who Allah says, yes, you deserve my grace. This is why they would say it's grace, because it's not automatic. If I do these things, I will get paradise. But it is If I'm going to have a chance at paradise, if I'm going to earn, if I'm going to get Allah's grace, I have to do these things. If I don't do them, I have no grace from Allah. But if I'm going to have grace from Allah, I have to do them. And so His grace is given to those who've earned it, who deserve His grace. And of course, the Bible presents God's grace entirely opposite. It is something that cannot be earned. In fact, God's grace is only given to those who do not try to earn it. Those who recognize I have no ability to earn it. And they just plead with Him. They cry out to Him for grace and forgiveness and salvation. And so, as Paul says in Romans 11, if grace is earned, it's not grace. And so really we would say biblically, the grace of Allah is not grace. We cannot have a God that gives a not grace as the same as the God who gives grace.